here. We're holding that Tzadik Aleph and Aleph on top. We're going to the middle of the Shiloh that our Mishnah holds that the Gid HaNesh applies both to the Yerushal Yamin and the Yerushal Shmuel. However, Rabbi Yehuda Shittur is not that. Rabbi Yehuda Shittur is that it only applies to the Yamin. So the Shiloh was only applies to one, and he says that that's Machras most probably means to the Yamin, the right side. So the Shiloh was, is the Poshet to Rabbi Yehuda that it's the right side of the Yisra Gid HaNesh and not the left side? Or was the Mistakli only had a suffix really, which one is really the Yisra? It's only one out of the two, but they really have a suffix. That was the last Shiloh. The Mor says now, top of Tzadik Aleph, that Ravashi says like this, Lo Nitzuchar Ol L'Shamnoi, that it's talking about the fact of the Gid HaNesh. Well, the question was, the last halach, the last brace it was, that it's Shayach Tavad Din Neisar on the Gid, that you're supposed to burn it. The question is why? If the Gid is Mut, if you didn't know clearly which one is Mutter, so you'll not eat it. And which one is Zosa, you just throw it away. There's no mitzvah to burn it. It's not nice altogether. So why does it say you have to burn it? The Mash Mitzvah Suffolk to Rabbi Yehuda. Tomorrow says, no, Ravashi is not a terror. That's what it says before, that the Nais of the leftover part of the Gid HaNesh you should burn is not the Pshat of Yehuda as a Suffolk. It could be real of Yehuda knows for sure that the right side has the East of Gid HaNesh and not the left side. That's what it says he is supposed to burn it, or did Nasir on it, El L'Shamnoi. That's the fact of the Gid HaNesh, which Midiraisa is Mutus on Yosem and Rabbanon. So therefore, since Midiraisa is edible, you're supposed to eat it, and if you leave it over, there's a mitzvah Nasir to burn it. The Tanya will not like this. Shamnoi Mutta, really the fact on the Gid HaNesh, really it's Mutta Teet. It's not Midiraisa also. But the Yisrael Kedoshim Nogu Bayisa. But Yisrael, since they're Kedoshim, they're Naibis, so they're Machmir. Rashi says, Oysim Siag LaTorah, they made a gate, a fence, around the Torah, so they're Naib Yisrael on this fat. So therefore, since Midi writes, it's a Barachilut, Chaladim Yisrael on it. But the mice, you can't eat from it on a Korvim, because Midi Rabban, it's awesome. So therefore, you're supposed to burn it. Ravina says like this, Ravina Amal, Nitzuchor, what's the Chiddush before that there's a Nisr of Gid HaNesh you're supposed to burn? And then look at Rabbi Yehuda Amal Shmuel. The Omer Rabbi Yehuda Amal Shmuel, Shinegidim Hain. That really there are two types of veins there by the Gid HaNesh. There's the Pnimi Samach Liyetzim, which is also the Chayav Malov, that's also with the right and you get mountains of heat from it. That's the real Gid HaNesh, the inside vein that's attached to the bone like. Ma'ashen Kein Chitzon, the outside vein, which is Samach Labosa, which is near towards the meat of the animal there, so it's only also with the Rabbanon, and V'yen Chayav Malov, you're not Chayav Malkus if you eat it. So therefore, that it says the loch of Nisi is supposed to burn it, means it's outside vein. That midi rice, it's really muta bachila. So midi rice, it's a mitzvah tidit, and it's a korban, there'll be a chaladin Nisi if you leave it over. But since with Rabban you can't eat it, so therefore there's no way but leave it over and you have to burn it. That's what the Bryce says, it's supposed to burn this part of the gid, meaning the outside gid. But still, we have no proof really what Shang of Yuda is the mifshap shit, is he for sure? Or he also has a suffix. So more says Tashma coming here. It says Ocho Mizek Zayin So Mizek Zayis Suffix Shmoinim. Rashi says, since it says Mizek Zayis, Rashi says Mishel Yemin and Mishel Smoil. Midinokat Ocho Mizek Zayis So Mizek Zayis Onokat Ocho Beizayisim Mishneim Shvamin Eshtei Achilus. Or Eshtei Asura said there were two different Achilus, and they warned them two times. It says the kids, Ocho Mizer, Pasha means Yate, one Kizayas from the right thigh, or Kizayas Mizer, and a second Kizayas from the left thigh of the same behemoth. And they gave it separately, and they gave it two separate Asuras. So therefore, if Gurukan Kama says, so if it's Shemani, and you get two times Malkus, or two separate Averis. Rabbi Yehuda says, Eino Seifik Yamaraboy, no, you only get one time, you only get Malkus once. Now the question is, even once, why do you receive? If it's good that Yehuda knows for sure that the right side, that's the Issa, is so sharp, it's good where you get the Malkus. I'll call upon him once, it's called Asura Suffolk. Before you ate the right Gid HaNesh, they warn you, it's called Asura Suffolk. But Eli, I'm not even going to tell me though, Sluki Misafkele, that according to Rabbi Yehuda has a Suffolk, really, which one is the real Gid HaNesh? If so, have a Asura Suffolk. Who remains Asura Suffolk? Of course, the Shas eat the right one, we're not sure that's the Issa. Maybe it's the left one. The Shas eat the left one. Maybe that's not the Issa. If so, Vishaminu Rabbi Yehuda, we hear that if Yehuda Shita is, the Yom that he holds, Asura, Sopag, Leshame, Asura, has something to do with a sofati kasroa. You don't get malchus for that. So also, what do you get? Aboyim, each maitzah should only be a hasroa sofik. Before he ate each one, it was only a sofik, whether that's a real good hasroa. So why should you receive malchus altogether? So here is a proof to say, according to Yuda, if Nifshav Shitli knows for sure that you get malchus, that the right one is the right thigh, that has yet to get an osha. The Tan goes down like this. Hika as there, because of Hika as there. Let's say your son, Rashi says, Sofik ben Tesla is there, Sofik ben Zayn is there. There's a boy, and we don't know who his father is. We don't know if he was a nine-month-old baby, and the first husband was his father, or whether he was born from the second husband, only a seventh-month-old baby. So the kid said, his wife, first she had one husband, he died, and then she remarried it 2 months later, and she became pregnant, and she had a baby 7 months after the second chasna. So we don't know if it's from the second husband or is it from the first husband. So let's say the son now hits one and then hits the other one. Or else Kilulazeh curses the first one, and then because of Kilulazeh, he curses the second father. So it depends. He crushed them, Basachas, if he hits them both at the same time, and they warn them both, Aisha Kilush them, Basachas, else he curses both of them at the same time, at one Asroh, then Chayiv, then Shita, you get Malkus, you Chayiv for that. It's called Asroh Svadai, Chayiv Misa. Rabbi Yehuda says it depends. The Vasachas Chayiv, true. The Zeachazeh Poto. But the Zeachazeh Yitaka Poto. Why? Because since it's done the Zeachazeh, it's Asroh Sofik. So see, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Asroh Sofik is Leishma Asroh Yinat Chayiv. So also then, why do you get Malkus feeding as Gira Nosha? It should be a Sofik since she ate both of them, and we don't know which one is the Issa. Smur says no, it still could be maybe viewed out of Suffolk. But I tell you, high time of time as Bryce holds, high time of Sabula Kiduk turn to Reb Yehuda. This Bryce holds like the other Bryce holds according to Reb Yehudishita. The Yom that they say, even according to Reb Yehuda, Hasra Suffolk is here, Ishma Hasra. If we give you a doubtful warning, but still out of the both warnings, for sure one is also, that's called Hasra. The time you belong like this, the Pasuk says, Lo Yisasiyu Imenu Ad Boker. You're not allowed to leave all the kosher until the next morning. It's allowed. And then it says what? If you do leave it over, to burn it. So the Pasuk says, the Gemara says, Bu'ah kosher litein essay achal loisasei. There's a Pasuk that gives a mitzvah essay to burn it after the loisasei, and therefore Lema comes to teach us, Shein leken olav, you did not get malchus for this. That is considered a lav hanitikli yasei, that's why you did not receive malchus by this lav of loisasei. These are words of Rabbi Yehuda. Even though every Neisa is always a Hasra Sufik, because you can't warn him the last second, like eat it now or else you get Malkus for not eating it, because the person always thinks, listen, I still have a few more minutes to go. We can never tell him the exact borderline, the exact time, when the Issa is. And still Rabbi Yehuda holds here, the only reason why you do not receive Malkus is only because it's a Lava Nitzul Yasei. But if not for this Svara, you would receive Malkus, even though it's Hasra Sufik. You see, Rabbi Yehuda, Asura Sofik is Shmei Asura. Rabbi Yaakov says, Loi min Hashem, who's there? This is not the real reason. Loi min Hashem, who's there? This is not the reason why you did not receive Malkus by Naisa. But rather, the reason is, Mishum, the heavy love shame by Naisa. Because it's a love shame by Naisa. And the Chval is, Bechol love shame by Naisa, and like in a love. That's the reason why you did not receive Malkus. Because Naisa, you didn't do an action. It's an absence of not doing anything. If we don't receive Malkus for Nathan. But our co-pronoun could be again, our Rabbi Yehuda here holds Hasra Sofik, Yishimei Hasra, and that's where he gets Malkus once, when he ate these two kizaisim of the yera of the Gid from the right and the Gid from the left side, even though really maybe it's only a Sofik Rabbi Yehuda, but still you get Malkus because he holds Hasra Sofik, Yishimei Hasra. So you don't have a proof. So verse says, Tosh Shema, come and I'll bring another proof. It says, Or chals beis gidim mi beis yirechus. The person ate two different gidamoshes from two different thighs. Mi beis behemoth, from two different animals. So it says, what's the locha? That soifik pei, you get two times malchus, that's what's on the kamashita. They're both in a separate love, therefore you get two times malchus. Reb Yehudu reime eime soifik yala boi, who doesn't know? You only get one time malchus, that's all. And the soifik yasa ela boi. Now, me the comes, since the Bryce says the case was, me beis yirechos, that it came from two different thighs, and also me beis behemos, if so, pshita the tavayim isurai. that both of these giranoshes will isuroi. That's why it says mishtei behemoth. Doesn't say from one animal. Mashma, no, from two different animals, mashma, they're both the yamin, and therefore like a badi issa. And so that's why according to Tana Kama, you get two times malchus. And the chiddush says, according to Rabbi, you only get one time. And the Moshe says, well, Rabbi Yehuda Yitzchak Lei, we need this chiddush according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Rashi says, the Yafagad the Tabayo the Yisura, even though both of these gids are Vada Yisur, still of Yehuda, you only get one malchus. We'll soon see why. That's the chiddush here. But I call upon the Moshe says, Shramina, here it's a proof that Nivshak Shita Lei Shramina. Here it's a good proof that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Poshet him, he knows for sure that the Lachal is that the right side that has the Issa Gid Hanasha and not the left side. So it's Pashatim, and therefore you get Malchus feeding the right side. And here there are two different sides, both of the right side, two different animals. So the question is then, the Morris question, Vip Shitlev, it's Peshutim, Samai Sefek Member Sulei, Lokitei, how come you only get 41 times Malchus? You get twice? Since you did the Avera twice, there are two separate Gid Hanashas here. So Morris says, Echnami, but Hocha, but my asking, no, what's going on over here? When the last day kizayis, that there was no kizayis in each one of the giranoshes, but both together you ate a kizayis worth. That's the machlokes. So again, the more says, "Hakam ayaskin on the last day kizayis." The time is only like this. Ochlu yeto giranosha, but the end by kizayis, there's no kizayis worth of it. So chayiv, the Tanakam holds to yichayiv, it's called the beria, and still yichayiv. If you do, if you don't, at year by kizayis, you're not chayv until there's a kizayis in the giranosha. So here the case was there was no kizayis in one, but together there was a kizayis. Therefore, eating both of them, you receive one malchus. Now the Gemara says, "The time am I? What's the reason of you? How come he knows to pick that if it only applies to one side, it applies to the right side?" Omer Rava, Omer Kol Apostik says, "Hayerach means hamunish shebi yerach, like the right side, the equal one. That's called hayerach." Now, Rabbanan, what do they do? This Rabbanan say, no, it applies to both sides. What's the lashon of Hayerach? The Gemara says, Ahu deparshad Yisur Bekulei, Yerach. I mean to say, which vein, which one of the Giranosha, the inside one that goes along the whole Yerach? Lafuke Chitzan Deloy, excluding the outside vein, that does not go along the whole Yerach, the whole bone, on that there's no wisdom in the rice of Giranosha. So that's one way to learn Shad Bemachwekis, Reb Yudin Rabbanan. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Yoma, Omer Kol Apostik says, Be'yof ki'imoy, when he was like hugging him. So it means, Kodom shechodik es chaveroi, when a person hugs his friend, V'yodoy magas l'kav yimin es chaveroi, your right hand goes all the way around him, and it comes and ends up on his right thigh. So that's the way the Malach hit Yaakov on the right thigh. Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni Yoma, Chodik echov nidmoloi, no, the Malach appeared to Yaakov, you know, like a guy. And therefore, the Yom we learned that Yisrael shenit for loyevik echav maderech. If a Jew meets up with a guy on the road, he's tefil yiminoi. He's supposed to make sure the guy is on your right side. So just in case he'll come to pull out a gun or so to hit you, you'll be able to fight him back, protect yourself. So therefore, the Malach was on the right side of Yaakov. Therefore, when the Malach hit Yaakov, he hit him on the right side. We have Shmuel bar Acha Kaimei, the Rav Papa Mishmei the Rava bar Ulo Amei. He says like this. Said no, Kitalm Chacham Nidmeloi. The Malach appeared to Yaakov being like a Talmud Chacham, and that's another reason why he put him on his right side. The other Malach, we learned, Hamahalach LiYamin Rabbi. If somebody walks on the right side of his Rebbe, is therefore your Rebbe is on your left side. Harezeh Bur, like an empty-headed. It's not the way he's supposed to do. He's supposed to show covered. Rashi says, Ain by Chacham Asaderach Eretz. Therefore, since that Yaakov Avinu thought he was a Talmud Chacham, he put him on his right side. Therefore, when he hit him on his right side. Now, for Rabbanan, what do Rabbanan do about this? May Achuri also. Rabbanan don't know that the Malach came from Yaakov's back. And he hit him on both sides with both hands. He hit him on both sides, on both thighs, he hit. Therefore, there are two Issa, both of them have the Issa Giranosha. Now, the Moshe Kashi was told, Rabbanan, Hi, Biyovki, my Madashibe. What did it do with the prospect? He hugged him. What does that have to do with hugging over here? Samara says, Mi boy, he needs this Russia. Like, he either to be sure, but the other Russia, but be sure, but Levi. To him, be sure, but Levi, Malamna comes to teach us, Shemu Ovet Muradna Sayem, that the dust of the feet came all the way up, at Kista covered, until the Kista covered. The dust came all the way up. Sivaka says over here, Bayofkima, when they were hugging one another, Sivasim, it's another plastic, the Anan Ovik Radlov, like the clouds of the dust, marsh from the dust went all the way up, at Kisiakovit. The Yom of Yeshua Belevi, Lo Monikra Shmoy Gid Hanosha, why is it called Gid in the Sciatica Nerve? Why is it called Gid Hanosha? It means Shanoshim and Koima. It moved out of its place, it jumped out of its place, beyond it jumped upwards. The Chaynem Efer Apostolic says, Nosha Sagivirosam, Hoyla Noshim. That the Giborim, they jumped up and they became weak, like Noshim. Vashi Chaloshim Kenoshim. Noshim Gid Hanoshim means like the vein, the sciatic nerve, it jumped upwards. Omer Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Magis, the words the Apostolic say, Dovo Shilach be Yaakov, he sent word to Yaakov, and not be Israel. Dovo Shilach be Yaakov is a Gid Hanosha, the Yisra Gid Hanosha. The Nofa be Yisrael means Sheposhat Yisrael b'chol Yisrael. That the Yisra Gid Hanosha was the Spash of the Gan Chol Kla Yisrael. They were Mekabal it. The Yom Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Magis, the words the Apostolic say, the Tavuach, a Tofef Ochein, Rabbi Yosef and his brothers. He made his Shechita and prepared the meat to eat. Means Poralam Beis HaShechita. He cut open the Beis HaShechita for Ochen and then he prepared the meat. How did he do that? Means Tol Gid HaNoshe Bifneim. He pulled out the Gid HaNoshe from them. Even by the Acha Yosef at that time, they were already Nizer in the Yisuf Gid HaNoshe. And if so, command him and hold this Shechita that Gid HaNoshe Neslov Neyach. It's also even for Bnei Neyach. Therefore, the Acha Yosef also were Nizer in the Yisuf Gid HaNoshe. And therefore, the Tafuach Tafuach for Ochre means he prepared it that Yosef had to get a Moshe taken out. And the Tafuach Tafuach means he made a Shechita. Then the Pesach says, by Yivosa Yaakov Nubada, that Yaakov left over by himself. Somewhere Blazer, Shenishtai Rapachim Ketan was left over because he didn't take it, small Kalim, small Pachim Ketanim, small jars. And Mikaf Yilonat, the Tzadikim, Tzadik, their money is more important to them than the guf. Like here, Yaakov was most nefesh to save these pachim ketanim. The question is, because when the tzadik gets money, it's real eiskahav and it's good money. It's money that's eiskahavskin through hilchot shulchan aruch, hilchot choshen mishpat. And it's hard to get such money. But since they went through hilchot choshen mishpat to get that money, therefore, it's very dear to them. That means they push them there together. They don't steal. They make sure it's only a pialocha. Then the pasuk says, "Vayovek imoi ish imoi." Adolas Hashachar, the Malach fought with Yaakov, fought with him until in the morning star. Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, Mikama Tamachochem Shloyet Yichidi Belayla. Here we learn out that Yaakov Avinu, he shouldn't have been by himself. He went out at night time by himself, and therefore the sakana came. Rashi says, "Vayakov Nisha Yichidi Behuzak." This damage came to him. The master of the Malach, this Satan first came to Yaakov, as he was the Sahat Torah, so therefore Talmachochem has to be careful. We know that Yetzirah goes to fight the Talmachochem, therefore he has to be careful not to go out by himself at night. He shouldn't be Huzak from the Satan. Now, Rabbi Abba Bakan Amra, he says this Pasuk, Mihocha. Pasuk says, Hinei hu Zareya Sagurin Hashorim. He was like winnowing out the garden in the fields. And Rashi says, Tachsivihi b'shachvoy omro lo, do shachar sheyigmo lezoros lo yobo lebeisle, lishkav sheganahu, tanachochem lefid la levishkav a garden. It was nighttime ready, therefore he didn't buy, he did not want to go home, because you don't travel out at night, therefore he slept in the garden. Another pasuk is, Rabbi Avuha b'mehof, and this pasuk says, Vayashke ma'atim ha'boike, Avuha got up in the morning, Yachvash has chamor, and he tied up his chamor. Master first left in the morning, and not before, not when it's still dark. For Rabbanan Amin, Rabbanan say, no, from this pasuk it says, L'chon orei yeshleim achicha v'yeshleim. And Mashma Rashi says, Beisha din yoch liris at the time when you could see, but daytime go out, not at night time. Rav Amin, Rabbanan, from this pasuk it says, V'yizrach loy ha-shemesh, that the shemesh shined for them, that's when they traveled. Amin Rabbi Kiva, Sha'alti yesod gam liyo, V'yasir b'shua b'yitlis, ayestem, b'yitlis shel imus, in this marketplace, they used to sell meat in Imus. They were going to buy meat for the chasna of their sons, marrying off his son, Bnei Shor B'Gamliel. See, the pasuk says, "Vayizrach lo yashemesh," the sun shined for them. The question is, "Vechi shemesh lo levadi zoch," the sun only shined for him. For lo lechol olam zochay. What lesson by Yaakov Avinu? The sun shined for Yaakov. Why that for him? Because the sun shined for the whole world. So Moshe says, "Amr Rabbi Yitzchok," that shemesh habor ba'avuroi zoch ba'avuroi. The sun that once went down early because of Yaakov Avinu, now it shined a little bit longer because of Yaakov Avinu. What was the Maisa? So see, the pasuk says, "Vayetsa Yaakov Be'er Sheva." Yaakov left Be'er Sheva. Vayelach when he went to Choron. V'ksiv, it says the pasuk, "Vayifka b'mokim," met up in that place. Vayifka b'mokim. So the question is that he motel Choron when he reached Choron. Amri said, Yaakov said to himself, "Esher avati amokim shispalo avoyt." Maybe I passed by the place in my office. Avram Yitzchak davened already. Vani lo yispalo out. I didn't daven there. It's not right. Like maybe he passed by the base of Mikdash and he didn't daven there yet. Is kad yoyiv that even put his mind to it? Lem head there to go back. So now Yaakov wants to go back to go over Yerushalayim to go to the base of Mikdash, to the mokim of Mikdash least. So kovtz le'arya, the land like jumped for him, and miyad right away v'yiskav amokim. He met that place. Was a kfitas aderek, he got there, 1, 2, 3. Rashi says, look, yeah. Yifka b'makam, called him up again, like you meet up with your friend, so Mamash met up with this place now. So he met up with the Beis HaMikdash like. So Katsoli, after he got finished davening there, Boilam Ed, he wants to go back to Choron. So Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Sadik zeh bo le Beis HaMikdash, this Sadik Yaakov Avinu comes to my place, my Beis HaMikdash, that's the makam of the Beis HaMikdash. Is the Yiftab Lalinya should leave without sleeping there some nights? Like this is the Mokum of Hashem, like Hashem wants to invite the Tzadik to sleep over. So what happened was, Miyad right away, Bru Hashem, as the sun went down before him, 4 times. And therefore, Ksid the Potek says, Vayikach Miyad Niyam Mokum, and Yaakov took from the stone to the place. Ksid the Potek says, Vayikach Hesevin, he took one stone, it says Miyad made many stones. So Rabbi Yitzchak Mlevik comes to teach us, Shenik Bitzu Kol Oysan Avon in the Mokum Echod, all the stones jump together, gather together. The Holachas Diakas, every stone said, Oymeris, Olai Yinech Tzadik, Zer Roshoi, upon me, should the Tzadik put his head. Tani, we learned, Zekulam Nivlo Becher, and all the stones became like one big stone. So the Mekuyim Vot Sukkim, each one supplement, and they came all one together. The kids of Yaakov even slept there that night, and he put his head on top of the stone. Vayachaloyim, it says Yaakov even had a dream then, Vine Sula Mutzavat, so the ladder was on the floor. Tani, we learned, Kama Rochba Shasulam, how wide was this ladder that Yaakov Avinu dreamt about? Shemona Sapayim Pasoyis, 8,000 Pasoyis. That's how wide it was. The pass was 4 mil. It was 8,000 Pasoyis. You see, because the Pasuk says, Vine Malche Lekim Oilim V'yordim Boi, Malachim are going up and coming down. Oilim Shnaim, 2 Malachim are coming up, V'yordim Shnaim, 2 are coming down. And it happened, V'chitoku B'adi Adodi, when they met one another, so the ladder had to be wide enough that there were 4 on the width of the ladder. So the ladder had to be wide enough to hold 4 malachim. It says by Malach, it says, the Gavisi Katashis, that his body is like a Tashis. So we learned the Tashis, Trey Alfei Parsi. A Tashis is the size of 2,000 Parsis. So kids, if there are 4 of them, so together the ladder was wide, 8,000 Parsis. Parsis heavy. Tony learned, Oilin, the Malachim went up, and the Staklin, but Duke Neshama, looking at the Duke, the form of the Kodesh Baruch Hu of Malachim. For Yordam, Rashi says, the Duke Neshama means parts of Odom, Shabbat, Bachayas, but Dmus Yaakov. Upstairs by the Kisya cover, they're looking into the 4 parts of Odom that look like Yaakov. And then, the Yordam, they came down, and the Staklin, but Duke Neshama, they looked Bamash into Yaakov, they saw it was like. So Kisya's Malachim was staring like as Yaakov. Boy Lifakunis, they became jealous of Yaakov, they wanted to hurt him. Is Miyad right away, Vihini Hashem Nitzavah, Hashem was standing over him to protect him, Lashomer Rashi says. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, he'll mold it Nikra Kosov, not for this person that was written, in Yeshulim, we can't say it over. It's Kodom Shemein of Habanel, like a person protecting his own son, by putting over a cover over the son, Hashem was protecting Yaakov Avinu. Now the Pasuk says, oh, it's Asher Atoshecha, this land that you're sleeping on. My Rav Usai, what's the Kiddush over here? Churub Shita, it was on this land. Om Rav Yitzchak Melamed, it comes to teach us. She'akof la Kodesh Baruch Hu l'chol Eretz Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu folded over the Eretz Yisrael. V'nicha tachat Yaakov Avinu, put it on the Yaakov Avinu. She'atay noichel l'chovesh l'bonu, but she'be easy to Yaakov's children to conquer Eretz Yisrael. Then the Pasuk says, from the Pasuk before, the Malach finally told Yaakov, in the morning, leave me alone, I have to go. His Omeloi, so Yaakov said to the Malach, Ganavato, are you a robber? Or could this be a stronger robber? Robber is still tells kidnaps people. Shem is Yoram and Ashach, that you're afraid of the light. Like, why are you running away? Becoming light now, where are you running? Omeloi, so the Malach said, no. Omeloi, Malachani, I'm a Malach. Omeyoim Shen of Rasen, the day I was created, Leigi is Man Lemeshim, it didn't come yet my time to say Shira. Adach Shabbat, till now is the time for this Malach to say Shira to Hashem. And Pasha the Peshat is because he was Mekai in his Tafkid. The Tafkid of this Malach was like to try and stop Yaakov, and he wasn't able to. So that was his Tafkid, he did his purpose. So he finished his purpose, now is the time he has to say Shira, sing back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So where it says, Mesana is the proof of the Chananel, Omerav. The Yom Rav Chananel Omerav. Sholosh, Kito, Shomach, Yesharos, Omer, Shira, Bechol Yom. There are three different categories of Malachim that say Shira to Hashem every day. Achas emeras kodesh, one cat, one gal, one group says kodesh. V'achas emeras kodesh, v'achas emeras kodesh. Hashem tzavokos. So therefore, the Malachim say shiur to Hashem every day. Meisra, I have a question. It says, Chaviv in Yisrael of Nei Kodesh Baruch Hu, Klai Yisrael is dear for of Hashem. Yoytzim emalchi Yisrael, more than Malachim. She Yisrael, I'm in Shira b'chol shor. Klai Yisrael can say shiur any time. Malachi Yisrael, say no Mishir, while the Pamachas be on there, say it one time a day. For Yarmulah, some say Pamachah the Shabbos once a week, a Malach says Shira to Hashem. For Yarmulah, some says Pamachah the Chodesh once a month. For Yarmulah, some say Pamachah the Shona once a year. For Yarmulah, some say Pamachah the Shavua once in 7 years. For Yarmulah, Pamachah the Yerim once in 50 years. For Yarmulah, Pamachah the Yerim once in a whole lifetime. That's what happened with different type of Malachim. That was this Malach here. They never said Shira yet until this time now. In the Yisrael, though, Maskirin is Hashem Achashtei Tevah. The client of Hashem's name is the two words. Shnemer, it says Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekeinu. Right after Shema Yisrael, we say Hashem's name. Mashen Keinu Malchei Asheres. And Maskirin is Hashem Elo Yachad Gimel Tevah. Malchei Asheres can only say Hashem's name after three words. Can it feel like it says Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzavokos? So you see, the client like in the certain Madrig is even greater than Malachim. They can't say Shira Lamala until first Klai Yisrael says Shira here. You know the Pasuk says, Baron Yochid Koichvei Boike Vahoda Biru Kobane Elokim. That first they say Shira here, then in Shemayim. Ela rather means like this. Achas Ameras Kodesh, Achas Ameras Kodesh, Kodesh. Viachas Ameras Kodesh, 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 Shem Tzavokos. That's the way the Melachim go. Rashi. That they have this mashma, they have to say three words. And you see one of the last malach says Kodesh Hashem. The first one says Kodesh, second one says Kodesh Kodesh. Second one says all three and then he says Hashem's name. And it's not a malach cannot say Hashem's name before it first says three praises of Hashem. Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh. Now the most question I have, Yika Baruch. After you say Kodesh Hashem, say Baruch, Baruch Kavod Hashem. So we say, after two words, we say, Baruch Kavod Hashem. It's because the Terence that Baruch Hashem, Zonah, the Yafanim, with the Yamunah, Zonah, the Yafanim, special Malachim, say this. The Baruch Hashem, we want to tell you, keep on this Yoyev, Yishu, say this Yoyev, that once they have permission to say Hashem, then you have to say in Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. So once they can say Hashem's name once, say Rechnami, then they can continue on saying it again, even though suddenly you have to once, after two words, not after three. The Koponim, in the Chetchila, a Malach is not so Chashiv as a person can say Hashem's name after two ICAs, and the Malach can only say it after three. All right, we'll stop here. All right, we'll continue on the other side. So we're to the end of the tape, and then turn over, we'll continue on the Tzadik Beis on the other side.